Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. WF, in the game we all know as Wrestler Unstoppable, I am Lord Amadeus. My co-host this evening is an RAWF legend and Hall of Famer. He is...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm a turtle. I'm the reason that the day turns night.
Peter, that kind of grand big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my steak. Going 6 feet deep where the dead man sleeps with the rats that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggot still sleep by the open wounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, the P to the O to the G. Here's the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus. Once again, it's the co-host with the co-host. And I got to say, the fireworks are over, but things are just heating up here in RAWS.
Literally, as we look forward to a few weeks, short weeks from now, when we will be on the beautiful Philippines, in the beautiful Philippines, for Tropical Aggression. And it will be the hottest show of the summer, I guarantee. But we got a lot to cover tonight, Paragon, especially since we weren't here last week to update everybody. So let's see here. I'll let you go first, Paragon. How are things in the Ultimate Gauntlet?
Well, the Ultimate Gauntlet has got some news, Amadeus, because last we had checked up, Albatross Unlimited's run had ended at the hands of the First Lady of Anarchy, Cougar, but she had not ended that run at just the one victory because she went on to defeat DW and then went on to defeat Penelope Washington, then went on to defeat Anton Dare, going on to a fourth match with Damia. This is where we had last been updated. That victory went to Cougar, earning her a Ultimate Gauntlet Championship match, a match I believe will be on Superstars tomorrow. In addition to that, the Ultimate Gauntlet, it never stops. We brought in a brand new batch of matches, starting out with Psychotic Rage versus Revenge Gibson. That victory would then go on to be Psychotic Rage's. Psychotic Rage would go on to face Mrs. Brew Menzino. Mrs. Brew Menzino would win that match, going up against Strangleheart next. On her second victory, she is able to defeat Strangleheart, going on to a third match that is now against Sassy Applebee's, a match that I do not believe has finished. Yep, that match is currently going. Mrs. Brew on her second match, currently against Sassy Applebee's, and an Ultimate Gauntlet Championship match tomorrow night as a cherry on top.
Right here in the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. That will be our main event. Well, one of our matches tomorrow on Superstars, your main event. Let's call it what it is. It is the main event. But we've got to talk about some things. But yes, Nightcrawler defending against his wife, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship on the line tomorrow. Let's see here. So, with that being said, speaking of the challenger for the Ultimate Gauntlet, let's bring her on to get her reports in. She is...
Oh my God! What is that? What is that?
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Good evening, Cougs. The First Lady of
Hello. Hello, LA. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. I played the wrong song, didn't I?
Yes, you did, because you know I am unstoppable now.
I need to get rid of some of the older ones. All right. I apologize for that, but it says new with four W's. I thought that was the newest one. At any rate, Cougs, how are you this evening?
I am wonderful.
Oh, wow. I suppose you are. Your big match tomorrow, which we'll talk about in just a second. But first, where do you want to start on your GM report?
We'll go ahead and start with High Voltage. We had a historic back-to-back triple threat match between Chris Cage, Nightcrawler and Paragon, and each man did win a match, therefore making it a retaining match or a retaining win for Chris, even though he didn't beat two people. So he did successfully win two triple threats in a row.
Amazing. Amazing. That just shows you how badly he wants to keep a hold of Sparky. Congratulations to Chris Cage. Two monumental triple threats in a row for that White Lightning champ against Nightcrawler and Paragon. All right, so where are we at in anything? Oh, really? Are you done with it? Are you done with that? Or
not with High Voltage. Season five will be in sign-ups probably next week. It'll start making it into season five already, of course, is Nightcrawler and Paragon and AF James. Now, it was supposed to be Chaz, but he is going to focus on his Triple Crown, which I do not blame him. So he has decided to step out of High Voltage, giving Kayla the governess his spot. And I just want to reiterate, I keep telling y'all that trash talk is key in White Lightning. She only won one match and was still in fourth place. So that tells you, you don't have to win the match to actually win the season. You just have to talk and be entertaining.
And it's true. And Kayla, I've mentioned it before, Kayla has really stepped up her talking game over the last couple of months. I got to give her kudos here. And it's definitely shown in the results. And yeah, it's, sounds like she could be a force to be reckoned with in this next season. So, all right. Cougs, what's next? What's up? What's in the Anything Goes?
Moving on to Anything Goes, we do have the final match started. That is between Simply the Best and Wildfire. Their match is a one-track mind match. Can only use one move per set. They can change it with each set. There is no bot, no defense. However, if they choose to use an illegal move, they can be disqualified. The winner of that match will face Hobo Ezekiel. He has already chosen his match for his title defense, and that is an open arena match. It is wrestled at 200 health, no defense, no bot, and only attack moves are allowed.
Woo! Wow. That's going to be something. And Hobo has been a very, very formidable Anything Goes champion thus far. So looking forward to seeing who will face him when the time is right in that open arena match. All right, Cougs, is that it? Anything else to add to your reports?
That's it for the reports.
All right. Well, real quick, because I know your time's limited tonight, we've got to touch a couple things with you before we get on to the other reports. First of all, congratulations on your win at Philadelphia Freedom. You are now a record-setting fifth-time estrogen champion to win over Maeve. Talk to me about that real quick. How does it feel?
I love making history, making records, that kind of thing. I do it for fun. Some important for their career. I just do it for fun. My fun thing is when people start bragging about their streaks, you know, I just, you know, have to come out and break those streaks. I've done it to Deez when he had his historic 1-year FUBAR championship. And now I have broken Maeve because now she's going to have to start all over.
Well, congratulations. Well, congratulations. Like I said, you now pass no longer tied with Tigress for most estrogen title reigns. You now own the record at 5. And now we have talk about the big match tomorrow against your husband, Nightcrawler, for the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship. Talk to me about what this title means to you and how bad it's got to be. It's got to be pretty important for you to want to beat your husband up so bad. I mean, I saw what the two of you have been saying and heard. it's been very entertaining, to say the least. So talk to me about facing in your husband tomorrow for the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship.
Well, like I told NC, he needs to shine that belt up very nicely because Again, I've been poked awake, and that's a title I've never held.
Yes, that is indeed not a title that you have never held, and we all know how much you like to add to your collection. So I think NC may be in for the fight of his life tomorrow here in Los Angeles. So any quick thing to say to NC that he may listen to later, or that you...
The match is just the start of what your night will be like.
Uh-oh. That could be read, taken a lot of ways. Okay, so Cougs, with that being said, thank you very much for your reports, and good luck tomorrow against your husband. Ultimate Gauntlet Championship on the line. Paragon, any questions or thoughts for the First Lady of Anarchy before we move on?
First and foremost, good luck to you. It's going to be a hell of a match. I got to say, it's the most interested I've been in a big-time Superstars Ultimate Gauntlet match for a while. We've got some build-up. We've got some actual history between the two opponents. We've got a champion that is on a roll, and we've got a challenger that is right now doing a lot of impressive things. I think that the two of you are going to tear the house down.
Indeed.
Thank you. We're going to try.
Indeed. All right. Thank you, Cougs. And if you're still around, we'll get to talk to you a little bit later. If not, we'll see you shortly. Good luck to you tomorrow against NC, Ultimate Gauntlet Championship main event tomorrow on Superstars. All right. Next up for our reports, let's talk to our Hatfield and McCoy GM. He is Mr. RAWF. Please welcome.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
He is Judgment. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Amadeus. Good evening, P to the O to the J. What up, OJ?
Paragon of Justice, right here.
What's up, Mr. Paragon of Justice? It's so good to see you here, ladies and gentlemen. It's such a pleasure to be back with you this week.
Yeah, it's nice to see you too, Judge. Last we saw you was at Philadelphia Freedom flying a Black Hawk helicopter.
No, I was a badass on that behind the badass.
Well, you were, and then you destroyed a taco truck with a missile. Did you do that on purpose?
It wasn't. Well, no. Do I look like I would destroy a taco truck on purpose? No.
Amadeus. Raining tacos. It was the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Raining tacos. Oh, yeah. You're going boom, 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 diddy, boom. No, I didn't. It was just, it just happened to shoot off. Like, things shoot off periodically.
No.
Well, it just comes out. I mean, no.
I think we should stop. Well, you're
well, missile ahead. Always goes toward taco. Oh, that's
no. No.
No.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about
anyway,
that field.
You want to know the truth? No, I did not mean to do that. That was an accident waiting to happen.
Oh, yes. You and a helicopter.
I think Paragon said push. I think there was a note in there, and I think it's Paragon's writing. It said push this button.
No, don't be blaming Paragon for your...
We'll
never
mind. Out.
We all know that Judge can't read. It's all right.
Speaking of can't reading, you know what I've been doing today, Amadeus? I've been helping people today.
You have?
Yes, I went and I read to the deaf, and I took some July 4th photos and showed to the blind. How great a person am I?
All right, Judge, let's talk about Hatfield and McCoy. What do we got going?
Yeah. What we got going? Sign-ups. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Sign-ups. Sign up. As simple as that. Two words, sign up. Go in,
well,
click it, sign up.
That you would be talking about the Hatfield and McCoy contendership tournament that was sent out today.
Contendership tournament. That's what I thought we were talking about because you got me confused.
Yes. So,
yes.
That tournament has been made. It will start 1 week from tonight.
1 week from tonight.
The winner will face Conk for the title at Tropical Aggression. Although if Conk wins the tournament, he gets to choose his opponent. Correct, Judge?
Conk gets to choose his opponent out of the people that he fought. Out of the people that was in the tournament. Yes.
All right.
There's one thing I got to say because somebody brought this to my attention, and this is a good question. What if the person times out? Okay. After I talk with the board of directors, we're going to come up with a new rule. Starting at Graveyard Smash. Okay. If you are the champion and you win the tournament, you cannot choose. No one's done this before, but just in case somebody wants to get a little wild hair up their ass, you cannot pick someone who timed out during the tournament. So if you go in and you look, someone timed out, you cannot take on that person because that person timed out. I'm not going to do that. They have to have been active in the matches in order for you to face them.
All right. I don't have a problem with that. That sounds like a good rule.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. Someone brought it to my attention and messaged me and asked me, they said, what if they do this? And I'm like, oh, that sounds like something Paragon would do, but I'm going to address it before it gets out there too far. I like Paragon. You know I do, buddy. You're my buddy. You're my rock.
Thanks.
Do you know what the rock is cooking?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Judge. Stick around. We'll probably talk to you a little bit more in a little bit. Next up is our Powerball GM, RAWF chairman of the chairman of RAWF. He is. Oh. Apparently, he'll be around a little bit later. Sorry about that. All right, Razor, we'll talk to him later. He can give his Powerball report then. All right, so Paragon, we got a lot to discuss. Let's go real quick through Philadelphia Freedom results. El Vacant defeated Albatross Unlimited to win the Lucha Libre match. So a good win for El Vacant. He's still got it. Conk is still your Hatfield and McCoy champion after defeating Dr. Kent. Washington Lightning retained the tag team titles against Deez and Mithras. Maeve retained her Champions Choice Championship against Extreme Enigma. Chris Cage is still the White Lightning champion after defeating Nightcrawler and yourself. Powerball, the Immortal Griffith, still your Powerball champion after defeating After defeating Killer Neptune, Undertaker retained his multimedia championship against Billy Gunn. Hotshot Taz, a huge victory for him as he retained his Triple Crown championship against Chris Cage and Conk. Penelope Washington won the FUBAR City Championship from Luke Cage. More on that in a minute, though. Nightcrawler retained his Midnight Hobo Championship and won a hell of a match against AF James. We mentioned that the Cougar, the First Lady of Anarchy, is your new Estrogen Champion after defeating Maeve and ending her record-setting run. Strangleheart defeated Dr. Kent to become the new Men's Champion. DW retained her national championship against Kayla the Governess. Simply the Best retained his Platinum Dragon Championship against Killa. Blake Bradley was special guest referee. And then the Immortal Griffith is still the World Heavyweight Champion after defeating you once again, Paragon. And I know it wasn't quite your night, but it was a hell of a match, a hell of a show. How do you feel coming out, even despite the loss? You still have to be feeling pretty good at coming out of Philadelphia Freedom.
Absolutely. A show that was worth the gate for everybody that went in. I obviously a little bit disappointed in the result at the end, but I've got to say my thoughts are with the Immortal Griffith. I hope that we get an update on him soon. It did look like he may have broken his ankle in that main event match. I'm hoping that we will hear from the Immortal Griffith. I understand he's not here this week. Hopefully next week we will get an update. But otherwise, an absolutely amazing show from top to bottom. RAWF delivers again.
It certainly did. Philadelphia Freedom was a huge success. Thank you to everyone who participated, and thank you to Philadelphia for once again being terrific hosts for that show. All right, so it's time to get to the final rankings for the period, but before we do so, I have some announcement to make about the roster. First, Blake Bradley and I could not come to an agreement on a new contract. And Blake Bradley has left RAWF. That was unfortunate. Hopefully someday we will get him back into RAWF. But as of right now, Blake Bradley, not a member of the RAWF roster. And then Penny Black, a.k.a. Penelope Washington, has decided to retire. So good luck to Penelope and all of her future endeavors, retiring from the ring. And then Luke Cage was injured pretty badly in that FUBAR City title match at Philadelphia Freedom. A time for his return has not been set, so we do not know when we will see Luke Cage again. But those three, two of them particularly, means that a few titles have been vacated. And what we are going to do once we get over the rankings, I will announce what's going to happen. A little something different this period. A little something different we're going to do this month as far as contender matches and whatnot. So, normally I have a vacant read. I have my co-host read the rankings. I think you'll understand, Paragon, since you're a active competitor, why I will go ahead and do it myself. This is the final rankings for this period, June, Rediversary to Philadelphia Freedom. At number 25, Sassy Applebee's. At number 24, Prince. At number 23, the reigning multimedia champion, The Undertaker. At number 22, Davila. Number 21, Bruce the Shark. At number 20 is Tigress. At number 19, our reigning men's champion, Strangleheart. At number 18, she had a hell of a late run there in the rankings periods. She finished really strong. It was Revenge Gibson. At number 17 is Billy Gunn. Number 16, our reigning estrogen champion and possibly the next Ultimate Gauntlet champion, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. At number 15 is Deez. At number 14, the White Lightning Champion, the Unsettled Chris Cage. At number 13, AF James. At number 12, the reigning Hatfield and McCoy champion, Conk. At number 11, the reigning Triple Crown and After Hours champion, Hotshot Chaz, who, by the way, will be defending his title later in this program against a random member of the chat, determined by the championship committee, of course. At number 10, the Extreme Enigma. At number 9, the reigning World Powerball and Supreme Fighter champions, he is the Immortal Griffith. At number 8, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. Your anything-goes champion, Hobo Ezekiel. At number 7, the reigning national champion, Diesel Warrior, DW. At number 6, with a bullet, she had a really strong period and just was, she really just needed one or two more wins, and she might have had herself a world title match. But Kayla the Governess is at number 6. At number 5, the Extra Points Tournament winner, Killa Neptune. At number 4, your reigning Midnight Hobo and Ultimate Gauntlet champion, Nightcrawler. He was the only one to go undefeated in the rankings. However, just a lot of talky talk from the people above him, unfortunately, because number 3 is yourself, Paragon. At number 2, Kane the Governor with the strongest rankings period I've ever seen. He was a man on a mission with Kane the Governor, and he came from quite a bit down a few weeks ago to get himself into the number 2 position. And at number 1, the reigning Platinum Dragon champion, Simply the Best, STV. So what does all of this mean? Well, I'm going to tell you, and with combined with the information I just gave you all, tomorrow on Superstars, no contender matches. We are saving all the contenders matches for next week. Give everyone a week for preparation. So next week will be all the contender matches. Let's see, where are we going to be? Let me double check. We're in Los Angeles tonight. I believe we're going to be in Sacramento next week. Sacramento. So that is when all the main contender matches will go down. But tomorrow, the Superstars title, the vacated Superstars title, will be fought for between Prince and Sassy Applebee's. One of those two will become the new Superstars champion. That's going to be a good match. What are your thoughts on that matchup, Paragon?
I mean, I'm reeling a little bit from that announcement. I mean, way to keep it fresh all the time here. I think it's a really exciting moment when you can have a vacated championship. So you have no prior history to go on. There's no championships advantage, no momentum leading in a specific way. It's two people that actually have everything up to grabs with no external factors. It's going to be skill versus skill. That's the kind of match that I love to see.
Indeed. I think it is definitely going to be a great match. Sassy, of course, the winner of the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament this year. And ever since, she's been doing really well. The best I've She has a long WU career. She's been in this game a long time. One of the greatest athletes as well as owners in all of WU. But you know, her RAWF experience, this is the best I've seen her look in this company. And I'm looking forward to seeing her take on Prince tomorrow for the Superstars Championship. Also, so contender matches for next week with one caveat. So, as the FUBAR City Championship is technically vacated, the two people that are announced for the FUBAR City Contendership match will not fight next week for a shot at the FUBAR City title. They will fight at Tropical Aggression for the FUBAR City Championship. Those two people are AF James and the Unsettled Chris Cage. That match is official for the vacated FUBAR City title at Tropical Aggression, AF James versus the Unsettled Chris Cage. But contender matches next week in Sacramento include a multimedia contender match between Bruce the Shark and Davila. Two Triple Crown title matches, one of them very interesting. This husband versus wife thing, Paragon, is starting to become a trend now, as Deez will take on Tigress in one Triple Crown contendership match. The other one, it will be Billy Gunn versus Revenge Gibson. Two of those people will go on to face Hotshot Taz for his Triple Crown championship at Tropical Aggression. Midnight Hobo contendership. What's that?
That's crazy. It seems like we're building up to Love Hurts, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. This is more like a Love Hurts build up. You're right. Those are going to be interesting matchups. Extreme Enigma will take on Conk in a Midnight Hobo contendership match. The winner will face Nightcrawler with a Midnight Hobo title at Tropical Aggression. National title contender match is a rematch from the last national title contender match. Kayla the Governess will take on Hobo Ezekiel, and Kayla was victorious in the first one. Let's see who wins the rematch. Can Kayla go on to try to face DW for a second time for the national title? And then the big one. This is going to be good. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this. It will be you, Paragon, taking on your brother, Killer Neptune, for a shot at STB's Platinum Dragon Championship. But before we go... and finally, next week, the main event in Sacramento for a shot at the Orton Griffiths World Heavyweight Championship, it will be Simply the Best versus Kane the Governor. All next week in Sacramento. So, let's see here. Where do we start? Well, I guess we got to start with the tease there, Paragon. You versus Killa. Winner will go on to face STV for the Platinum Dragon Championship at Tropical Aggression. Talk to me how you feel about this.
Usually I'd be feeling pretty good, but here's the thing. You know all of those wacky conspiracy theories that Killer Neptune has been talking about? I don't know how many people caught the finish of that Platinum Dragon Championship match, but obviously Blake Bradley was out of commission, and some large masked man got into the ring during that match, and they very much appeared to be transparently trying to help Killer Neptune in that match. Clearly, it backfired on him. This man put on brass knuckles, Simply the Best, and ducked a shot, and Killer Neptune got hit, resulting in the finish. But it kind of sort of made the insane tinfoil hat fish guy seem like he had a point. And I do not admit that lightly, because it's been quite irritating to deal with. So the question is going to be, was that something orchestrated out of sheer chaos because of the uproar of nonsense that Killer Neptune has been able to amass lately? Or is there really something to what he's been saying? I think I'm going to have eyes in the back of my mask, but Killer Neptune and I have a long track record, and it does not go very well for Killa in most of those instances. So if I'm able to get a straightforward one-on-one match, I'm feeling pretty confident. Although giving us an extra week of cushion means there's going to be so much torment waiting for it.
Well, it should be a fun week as you prepare prepare to face off for a shot at the Platinum Dragon Championship, to say the least. And I certainly look forward to it. Let's talk about the main event, though. Simply the Best, Kane the Governor. Obviously, on paper, the experience, the man goes to STB. He's a Hall of Famer, former world champion himself. He's been in more of these world title contender matches than Kane has. This is Kane's first one ever in his RAWF career. Can he surprise us all and beat STB? What are your thoughts?
I think that you said it very well about the experience, the Hall of Fame credentials, the talent of STB, but I think there is something to be said, the once-in-a-lifetime reach for the brass ring. You see it sometimes here in RAWF. You see it in other companies. There are these established stars that have a long track record of success, and one of their most difficult opponents that they can deal with is the person that comes in from out of nowhere. They don't have a lot of experience in these big-time matches, so you don't know if they're going to change up their strategy, how they're going to approach this type of heavy matchup. And on the flip side of that, you're simply the best. He's not going to know what to scout or prepare for, because Kane the Governor's usual history in RAWF is not consistent with his history over this last month. It's an impossible thing to prepare for. It is the proverbial immovable object versus the irresistible force.
It is going to be a hell of a matchup. I mean, on paper, to me, STB would be the heavy favorite, but Kane, you know, he's a veteran. He's been strong in RAWF over his career thus far. Is this his moment to take that next step, to take that big step to the World Heavyweight Championship? We find out next week in Sacramento. STB, Kane the Governor, your main event next week. Let's talk about the national title contender match, Kayla the Governess, taking on Hobo Ezekiel. She's already beaten him once in a national title contender match. It's always hard to beat somebody twice, especially in a big matchup, matchup like that. But Kayla has been on fire as of late. She came just inches short of beating DW for that national title. Your thoughts? Is she gonna? I'm sure she wants to get back there again. But Hobo, of course, always unpredictable what he's going to do, what he's going to say. Can she beat him a second time, Paragon?
As you covered, our recent history absolutely suggests that she can. Will she is a completely different question, knowing that Hobo Ezekiel is one of those most erratic kind of opponents. Anytime that you're fighting him, it feels like there are 1,000 fists flying at you from all different directions. You never know what to see or what's going on. The Hobo attack is one of the most difficult and most unpredictable things to endure here in RAWF. I think that Kayla's match will be very tied to Kane's match, and vice versa. Kane's match very tied to Kayla's match. We could be looking at the month of KTG.
The month of the governor. The govs? I don't know what you would call them. But yeah, you certainly could be looking at that. If both of them win next week on Superstars, we will find out. The Midnight Hobo contender match certainly looking very interesting. Two of the most confident individuals you'll ever find in Extreme Enigma and Conk. Of course, Conk has been around for quite a while, and knows that the ups and downs, not of just RAWF, but W as a whole. Enigma, of course, though, we've heard how cocky and confident he can be, even if the odds are stacked against him. Who do you like between these two tomorrow or next week for the Midnight Hobo shot?
That's RAWF in a nutshell, isn't it? Every single match, you're like, oh, well, this could go either way. I love the attitude of Extreme Enigma. The man came in confident, has stayed confident, hasn't let any setbacks break that confidence. It reminds me of myself when I first broke into RAWF. It's something that's really admirable. And with that said, what Conk has been doing has been almost the same, but the opposite. There's been like a bit of a bitterness to what Conk has had to say in a lot of these scenes. A lot of the feelings like he deserves a little bit more, or thinks that he should be doing a little bit more. There's a chip on that shoulder, and it's hard to call, but I think that Conk right now has more to prove.
I think you're right. I think you're right. But Enigma also, I think, feels he certainly is, but has said over and over his need for gold here in IOWS. So it's going to be I think that one is extremely going to be an extremely competitive match. I can't wait to see what happens. we'll skip FUBAR for now. We'll talk about it later in the program. Two Triple Crown contender matches. You got Deez and Tigress, Billy Gunn and Revenge Gibson. Deez, of course, it's been a while since Deez has held gold since losing the world title a few months ago. And Tigress, of course, had a little layoff, if you will, since returning. Though she has looked true to form. But what do you think happens when these two square off for a shot at the Triple Crown title? Who's hungrier, Deez or Tigress?
Well, I think that you better call Tom Betty, because Deez has been free-falling for a while right now. I think that trend is going to continue. Tigress right now, I think, is going to win that match, because Deez has to figure out what it is that is currently holding him back, get his head straight again. Last time, he had to fall a far way before he started thinking about it, really got his head on straight, marched to that world championship. I think he's going to have to hit that reset button, and he hasn't quite done that yet.
Agreed. And Tigress is one of the most steady competitors, certainly one of the feistiest in RAWF. So we will see what happens. That one's going to be interesting. And then you have Billy Gunn and Revenge Gibson. Billy, he's since coming into RAWF, he's done pretty good. Kept himself in the contention for titles. Hasn't quite got himself over the hump to get the gold yet. And of course, Revy, she's one hell of a tough competitor. We know what she's all about. Who do you like tomorrow between these two?
I'm going to do something that I don't do that often here. I'm going to issue a public apology. And that is to the true badass Billy Gunn. I think that there are some obvious reasons why I was kind of hesitant to take the guy seriously when he first entered RAWF. But he's taken every label of the kind of performer that everybody thought he would be, and has flipped that on its ear. He's proven to be deadly serious and incredibly talented. I was wrong about Billy Gunn, and I don't intend to be wrong on this, so I'm going to predict Billy Gunn wins this match.
All right, so go by your predictions. We are going to see Hot Shot Chaz versus Tigress versus Billy Gunn at Tropical Aggression for that Triple Crown Championship. So we'll see. Should be very interesting. That one I can't wait for. All right. Let's see here. And then finally, multimedia contendership match. Winner to take challenge The Undertaker. Bruce the Shark and Davila, two longstanding veterans here in the business, who walks away and goes on to challenge the Dead Man.
It's interesting, on a flip of something I just said about Kane and the momentum coming out of nowhere. Bruce has kind of been surprising us. He's kind of had settled into his spot in RAWF for a long time, and he's suddenly making, pardon the pun, a lot of waves. But there's something about Bruce the Shark, and I don't, maybe there's, it's just something in the waters here at RAWF, because it seems like there's a lot of wacky stuff going on with the Sharks here in this company. He's kind of all over the place sometimes, and he's very inconsistent. And when we're talking about something like the Multimedia Championship, something that is about those wrestlers that really know who they are and what they represent and go out there, like these workhorse titles for people that stay consistent and always perform, I think that kind of all-over-the-place behavior might be bad for Bruce the Shark going up against somebody as consistent and reliable as Davila.
Yeah, and I mean, you're right. Bruce has come out of nowhere. Like you said, he'd settled into being undercard for quite a while, and then all of a sudden woke up not too long ago, and then he's arisen from the depths, if you will. But can he take someone who is tough as nails as our resident Hall of Fame renegade Davila? We find out next week in Sacramento. All right, so before we move any further with any other things, I have a clip here I need to play via Vocaroo. This comes from the good man Claymore, if you will. You're just going to have to take a listen. And I do suggest some of you listen to this. So let's hear it from RAWF Hall of Famer, the good man Claymore.
Ladies and gents, this is the good man Claymore, and this is the last time you will hear those words on the airwaves, because as of Thursday, Claymore is no more. It should also come as no surprise to many of you that there will no longer be a Penelope around either. I'm going to keep it light. After a discussion with LA, we've had a spooky parallel to my WU career. I'm not allowed to talk about the details. It is what it is. But I'm not here to rant. I'm actually here to say goodbye and to pass on some advice to the world. This is the wrestling business. Everyone wants to be a badass. Nobody wants to lose. And that leaves us with this kind of weird conglomerate mass of no-selling and leather jackets. It's not great for the business, to be honest. Pick a character, embrace it wholly, sound out some potential opponents, go to them and ask if you can work a story with them. Don't be afraid to look stupid and put in your opponents over from time to time. I put my identity on the line because there was a curse on me. I begged for mercy at Immortal. Hobo took a shit in my mask and he beat my ass in a Las Vegas burger joint. Embrace a character, do something with it. With the storyline work in mind, I'd like to thank all the people that worked with me across the years, especially Wildfire, Paragon, Ezekiel. Thanks also to my brothers, Sheik, Jobu, Luke, Hawkster, Blake. You guys really made this place fun. And be remiss of me to not send a special thank you to Lord Amadeus. We're all here doing this because you give us the platform to do it and you make us want to do it. So thanks for all your hard work, and everybody appreciates everything you've done. I love this place, but my time is over. So as I go, just one final thought. This is the wrestling business, where conflicts are solved with fists in the ring. If a vague insinuation triggers you, maybe this isn't the business for you. Peace out, folks.
That was from RAWF Hall of Famer Claymore, and he made some pretty good points there. Claymore, thank you for everything you did for RAWF as well, and you will be missed. All right, so with all of that being said, again, still waiting for the championship committee to choose an opponent for our after-hours champion, Hotshot Chaz. And when I get that announcement, we will let you know and have that match. So let's go over some tournament results here. Let's go to some tournament updates, if we will. First of all, congratulations to the Immortal Griffith. He won the RAWF 10th anniversary tournament. Walked away with 10 million coins, did the Immortal Griffith, as well as various other I believe there was other prizes in there as well. Off the top of my head, for some reason, I'm forgetting them. Hopefully, other people will remember for me. Let's see. Spicy McHaggis Memorial Wrestling God Invitational is underway. We are in round two. Devilson defeated Extreme Enigma. DW defended Revenge Gibson. Hobo Ezekiel defeated Buckshot. Chris Cage defeated the Russian Hammer. Currently, Redneck Avenger is taking on Mr. Prick. Big F and Hitman defeated Johnny Blaze. Mancunian Maniac defeated Minifee. Crazy Serb defeated The Razor. Paragon, you defeated Sassy Intentions. Big Papa defeated Anton Dare. Hot Cheese defeated Fire Chief Bill. Simply the Best defeated the Hitman Sean Hurd. Excuse me. Toxic Megatron Avenger defeated Akuma Murte. Currently, Miss Beauty Fatale is taking on Crazy Mama. Marquis de Sade defeated Bruce the Shark. Black Lilith defeated Davila. The Immortal Griffith defeated Revelation. Hotshot Chaz defeated Luke Cage. Currently, Prince is taking on Blake Bradley. I defeated Beast. Starshot defeated Judgment. The Undertaker defeated Nightcrawler. Strangleheart defeated Damia. First, the Cougar defeated Scott Maddox. Killer Neptune defeated Penny Black. Calvin Clark currently taking on Kane the Governor. Excuse me. Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon defeated Kayla the Governess. Nox Boogie eliminated Joey A. Sassy Applebee's defeated Tad Beaglewolf Dennis. Mark Caliber defeated Conk. AF James defeated Aaron McFadden. Natalia Nitro defeated Mr. 187. So that is your Spicy McHaggis Memorial God Wrestling Invitational update. Now let's take a look at the Philadelphia Freedom Party. It was 16. It is already into the quarterfinals. The First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, has moved on to the semifinals. Big F and Hitman is taking on Natalia Nitro. Billy Gunn has moved on to the semifinals by defeating Strangleheart. And Sassy Applebee's defeated Redneck Avenger. She will meet Billy Gunn in the semifinals. So we're waiting on one match, Big F and Hitman and Taya Nitro. The winner will face Cougar in the other semifinal matchup in this Philadelphia Freedom Block Party. All right. So with that being said, it is now time, I believe he has finally arrived, to bring on our Powerball GM, the chairman of our AWF. Please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Well, that Philadelphia Freedom Powerball match was certainly exciting, don't you think, L.A.?
It was. Absolutely, it was. Why do you... Okay. But was that being sarcastic? I thought it was pretty exciting.
I thought it was pretty exciting as well. I mean... Killer attempted to pin Griff, but couldn't quite get there.
Yeah. It was exciting.
So it went down to the wire.
Yeah, it certainly did.
But it, But at any rate, I opened the scene up for people to guess their numbers yesterday evening, and tomorrow evening I will close it, and we will see who gets a shot at the tournament to determine our next contender.
All right. And it is very tough. It's going to be a tough position for anybody who wins that tournament, as it was for Killer Neptune at Philadelphia Freedom. All right. So the scene is up for you all to go guess your three numbers. And as Razor said, you have till tomorrow night to get in there and guess your three numbers and be a possible part of the Powerball Contendership Tournament. Was there anything else you wanted to add to that, Razor?
No, sir. That's all I wanted to do was update everyone that the scene is open.
All right. Thank you very much. He is the chairman of RAWF Ladies and Gentlemen, the Razor, the Powerball Championship GM. So, all right. With that being said, Paragon, I have received a message from the champions from the championship committee, and here in a few moments we are going to witness one hell of a match. I have a feeling as Hot Shot Chaz slated to defend the After Hours Championship against Maeve O'Hare.
Huge beans! Whoa, smooth jazz going up against the Irish Lass. Wow. Color me surprised, because that is a heck of a match for a Saturday night.
Well, it is going to be a heck of a match, and since El Vacant's not here, you're going to have to go down and call the match with Doc Dillinger. Think you can handle that?
I can do my best.
Well, you're no Dan the Man Levitan, but you're in a pinch, I'm sure you'll do a wonderful job.
Nobody's Mr. Entertainment.
That's right. Absolutely. There is no replacing Dan the Man. But before that matchup, we're going to take a quick song break, ladies and gentlemen. When we return, we will have one hell of an After Hours Championship match. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Just
And we're back. This is REWF After Hours on the REWF Radio Network. Paragon, you're dancing out to that one.
Sorry, I gotta do the mashed potato real quick. So what are we doing?
I thought you'd like that. All right. Well, you need to get down to ringside as we are getting ready for one hell of a matchup, ladies and gentlemen. Hot Shot Chaz defending the After Hours Championship against the First Class Last, Maeve O'Hare, coming off trying to get back to being Maeve Two Belts. Can she do it tonight? The After Hours Championship on the line. Let's sit down to Doc Dillinger and the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be a humdinger extraordinaire. Wait, you're not El Vacant. Where's El Vacant?
Never mind that, Doc. The air sense here, we got ourselves a match.
We indeed do have ourselves a match. Hotshot Chaz, Maeve O'Hare, two extremely competitive athletes here in RAWF. Two of the best, to be honest with you. Looking forward to this one. So let's see. The bell has rung, ladies and gentlemen. This one has started. Both of them exchanging greetings, pleasant greetings before this matchup. Let's see. Who do you like here?
I have got to go with Smooth Jazz on this one. Smooth Jazz has a lot to prove. He just won this big championship. But look at all the fans filtering in right now, the people from the green room cheering everybody on. I'm ready for some action.
Indeed. The champion now. He looks focused. He knows this is a big one. This could be the toughest opponent he's had for this After Hours Championship. And he's had some tough ones, to say the least. But Maeve, of course, probably still stinging from that loss of the Estrogen Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. Let's see if she can get back into Maeve Two Belts. And a European uppercut by the champion. No swings. Maeve ducks under that easily.
Too nimble for that one.
Extraordinary. Here comes the challenge. Go ahead.
Look at the quickness, just immediate counter wrestling by both people. They both want it.
Champion now on the offensive, a back rake to the open back of Maeve O'Hare, then unleashing a series of open hand chops, puts her in a cobra clutch, slams her in a dragon screw leg whip, then into a dragon sleeper, and just tosses her to the mat after that dragon sleeper. Champion now waiting for the challenger to get up.
Slips right out of that tangle up in the rope situation. Super bad. Hot Shot Chaz really trying to be elusive in this one.
Indeed. He does love being the After Hours champion. That much I can tell you. This is one of his proudest accomplishments. And especially considering this is one of those matchups. This matchup is always live. This matchup, the pressure is a little bit higher than most title matches. And now a shoulder block to the lovely Maeve. A back body drop. Hits her with a slingshot elbow. And then a running splash. He is just going, goes for a float over DDT. But no, Maeve finally gets out of the way. And now maybe she can get some momentum.
Jumping right into that power maneuver, showing her strength here. Maeve O'Hare throwing him all over the place. Look at that backbreaker. Ooh, I hear that crunch.
Wow, a huge flurry of offense from the challenger. She just came out of nowhere with that. Even Chaz is extremely surprised by this. Now it's his turn to try to counter some of what she's been doing. Can he get this one back into his favor? Slowly getting up, he realizes he is definitely in a fight tonight. There's no doubt about it, and probably no bigger opponent than Maeve O'Hare, the RAWF Hall of Famer.
Champion absolutely sizing up the challenger right now, trying to figure out what angle can he enter this next fray with.
Hits her with an uppercut. Side headlock now to the challenger. throws her into the turnbuckle and a vicious spine buster as she rebounds. Goes for a short arm clothesline. No, she ducks underneath and reverses him to the mat. So now, Challenger sizing the champion up after that miss.
The game board's reset. It's anybody's match right now. Two competitors looking right across from somebody who is bound and determined to take home that Saturday Night Championship.
Indeed. Indeed. This one is good. This one, I knew this was going to be a good one from the start. Once the minute Maeve was announced as the challenger, I knew this was main event material for any arena in the country. But apparently she is not a fan of Southern California, but a fan of certainly beating people up with a back rake. Just another flurry of offense, including a Cobra Clutch. She tries to put him in a figure four leg lock. He kicks her off. Then Chaz now a brutal elbow strike. Irish whip. Hair beel. Grabbing the flaming locks of Maeve O'Hare, tossing her across the ring. Destroyer. Cutter. He's going for the kill.
This may be the last opportunity for main event Maeve to take home that championship. Super hotshot Chaz looking great right now. Oh, he gets the ropes. He gets the ropes off the figure four.
He did. Got out of that figure four. That's two times she's tried to put him in that figure four, and it has failed. Now, can he finish her off? Is this the end? We are witnessing one hell of a match, no doubt about that. Running shoulder block sends Maeve O'Hare sprawling to the mat. Gets her with a back body drop. Again, once again, goes for a slingshot elbow. No, crashes to the ring helpless. We could have new champion here.
She did it. My goodness. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Cutter putting it down.
That cutter was enough. Guts the quarter. The one, the two, and the three. We have a new After Hours champion, ladies and gentlemen. Maeve O'Hare is once again Maeve Two Belts. And Chaz had a hell of a run with this title. There's no doubt about it. We have a new After Hours champion tonight. She is the lovely Maeve O'Hare. And Paragon, thank you for joining me this evening. That was a hell of a match, a hell of a call, and we will do this again. Cool aggression. It will be Maeve O'Hare now with the After Hours title. Back to Lord Amadeus in the studio. This is Doc Dillinger for Paragon of Greatness. That was a great match. All right. And we'll get Paragon up here in just a moment, I'm sure. But that was one hell of a match, no doubt about it. And two of RAW's best going at it tonight. Whew, history was made. And Paragon, welcome back. So you, kind of cool how fast that elevator is, isn't it?
Absolutely. I was very surprised.
All right.
Thank you to Doc Dillinger.
Oh, goodness. Good old Doc. But at any rate, so let's bring on the new champion, shall we? Let's bring on the lovely Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the new After Hours champion coming off of tremendous victory over Hot Shot Chaz. She is Maeve O'Hare. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, boss man. Good evening, Mokorokra.
Champ.
Well, when one opportunity closes, another one opens up, it seems, for you throughout your career, Maeve. This was no different. You are now once again a holder of two titles after just briefly only having one. How does it feel to be the After Hours champion?
It feels nice. It's my first time holding it since the name changed, so that's exciting. So I suppose now I've got a new record to look at setting. Not that records apparently matter or anything, I've been told.
That wasn't a directed comment at all. Yeah.
I'm just sitting here waiting to be told what I ever did that were so bad. At least when more Corker were mad at me, he had the gall to say it to my face.
We've tried to get to the bottom of it. I have no idea, but yeah, that had to be a stinging loss you took to her for that estrogen title. But you did retain the Champion's Choice Championship against Extreme Enigma, who's still talking big despite the loss. So
aren't they cute? Bless them. It's precious, really.
I mean, give him credit for, it was a stretch whether he would actually be able to pull off the victory. We knew that he probably wouldn't be.
I distinctly remember several people saying, oh, I don't know. I think Maeve's given him too easy of a match. This is going to be a good one. He's going to have a perfect opportunity for this.
Yeah,
how did that turn out for Enigma?
I still can't believe Paragon said that. I mean, Paragon, you were way off base with that.
Oh, what now?
You gotta let him drill you into the bus like that, Mokorokra.
Sure, that's what I said, everybody. I show up as co-host.
This is the thanks you get for all your time and sacrifice.
Oh, I gotta troll him. I had to troll him at least once. It's in my contract. See, I'll show it to you one of these days, Paragon. But at any rate, oh goodness! But congratulations on still being Champion's Choice champion, and now the new After Hours champion. And that was a hell of a performance, I must say. Chaz has been.
It were a great fight. I always enjoy facing Chaz, and I know I'm not the first one or the only one to say it. But I'm honestly shocked that we haven't seen Chaz hold more belts, because Chaz is a hell of a competitor. And something that I admire about Chaz, for all his faults of being from Southern California, is that he is always 100% invested in whatever he's doing. Like, he wants it so bad he can taste it, and I know what that's like. I remember being at that point in my career.
And Chaz...
Go ahead.
I was just saying, Chaz walking out, his head held down, but I mean, he has plenty to be proud about, especially that reign. I mean, he beat some pretty tough people to hold that belt.
He's had a hell of a reign, and Ed were a close match. It's not like I went out there and made a fool of him. Like, he could have easily won that. At one point, thought he were going to win it. I was like, well, this is it. Congratulations, Chaz. I was ready to say it. And then, his foot slipped or he lost his grip or something. I don't know what happened, but it happens to the best of us. And there's no shame in losing a match well fought. So I hope that Chaz hears that later on. But what I'm going to say is, I don't know if you remember this, boss man, but a couple of years ago when Chaz were just a wee bairn and he'd just come in, I made the offer to bring him into Black Irish. And he chose otherwise. And I told him that if the day ever came when he realized that he'd made the wrong choice, that I wanted him to come and talk to me. And I just want to put out there that offer were never rescinded. So, Chaz, when and if you hear this, my door's always open.
Oh, well, I'm sure he appreciates that, although he currently being a member of Anarchy, I'm sure you're... That would not go too well with Cougs if he were to ever do that, but is what it is.
What's Anarchy ever done for him?
But at any rate, moving along now. but still champion's choice champion, and I know it's very early, and we still got a long ways to go till Tropical Aggression. But are you starting to at least consider possible opponents for Tropical Aggression for that champion's choice championship?
I mean, at one point in the middle of the match, I thought that I had someone picked out, and circumstances have changed, and that's no longer a possibility. So I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board on that one. But if anyone's interested and would like a chance at the Champion's Choice belt, I promise I will be just as generous to you as I were to Enigma.
Uh-oh.
you said yourself that I gave Enigma excellent terms.
You did. I did. So, at any rate, as I mentioned, though, that... that, you know, all the contender matches don't happen next week. So, Randy has sent me his official list for tomorrow's Superstars.
Oh, for heck's sake. What's Randy up to now?
Well, apparently Randy...
Is Randy related to Doc by any chance?
No. In fact, I'm 99% sure.
Randy dislikes me almost as much as Doc does. I was just wondering if it, like, is his nephew or something. All right, anyway... What's Randy done?
Well, it's kind of ironic actually that this matchup was going to happen tomorrow, considering that this person wanted a shot at you, and you turned them down twice.
Ooh, talk about irony!
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, it's gonna be so
fun. She's kind of getting what she wanted, but not quite. And she is it will be.
I mean,
be
if she wants to go begging at Cougar's doorstep, she's welcome to.
She might. She may do such things. But it will be Maeve O'Hare versus Kayla the Governess live tomorrow here in Los Angeles. So, big win for you tonight, but a pretty big match because she's. I mean. Despite what you may think of her, she's actually been at the top of her game as of late. This is not going to be an easy match.
I mean, yeah, she's done well in the rankings, and she had a title match that didn't go her way at the pay-per-view. And really, I feel like Kayla's in that same sort of position that we see so many folks in, where they get into the swing of things here in RAWF, and they realize what they need to do to get up in the rankings. And then they just stall out, and they can never quite, you know, just can't quite get over that last threshold. So by all means, she's welcome to try, but I don't advise her to think tomorrow is going to do her any favors.
I mean, we find out. We will find out tomorrow. Certainly, if that is the case, maybe you get to find out what you might would have been up against had you ever accepted her challenge. We will see. Should be fun. Maeve O'Hare versus Kayla the Governess tomorrow right here in Los Angeles. So, with that being said, Maeve, was there anything else you wanted to discuss?
Well, let's see. I talked about Champion's Choice. Talked about estrogen. I've talked about the after hours title. Talked about who I'm facing on Superstars tomorrow. No, I can't really say that there's anything else I need. Is there anything that I can do for you, boss man? No one ever asks what you need.
No, actually, I'm good. But I appreciate you asking.
I'm here to help.
Well, that's good. I can say
that tonight without getting yelled at.
I have a feeling you have no interest in sitting on more Corker's knee, though.
I wouldn't say no if he didn't.
The woman has made a number of comments of how offended she is by the amount of leg that I always show. I know she wants nothing to do with it.
I have never said that I were offended. I said that you were a hussy.
Well, you know.
I think you have very nice legs, Moore Corkrow. You should show more of them.
You know, we do have the cardboard cutout of El Vacant back there. We could get a scarecrow, stuff some pants, you know, set it down over here.
Yeah, I think we'll pass. Okay, so at any rate, Maeve, good luck tomorrow against Kayla, and I look forward to seeing what happens with the Champions Choice Championship, and who knows what else is going to happen. Tropical Aggression, as you are front and center on the promo for Tropical Aggression. Were you happy about that?
I'm always happy when the fans get to see more of me.
All right. Well, they certainly get to see a lot of you on
that
picture.
For all that, I'm going to sweat myself to death when we actually get there.
And I didn't know you surfed.
I'm always glad to see the fans get to see more of me. What a Maeve O'Haire comment. Love it.
Look, we all know what side our bread's buttered on here.
All right, Maeve, thank you for joining us, and good luck tomorrow against Kayla. We'll talk to you again next week, I believe.
Thank you, boss man. Good night, Moore Corkrow.
Later.
All right, Paragon, well, we turn to you, sir, and, well, anything you'd like to say about what happened at Philadelphia Freedom?
Listen, I came into that pay-per-view and I made it abundantly clear that I could not hold myself back anymore. I had to go into that ring and put on a performance that I could be proud of, that I could wake up the next morning, look myself in the mirror, and see somebody that I respect. I did not win that championship, unfortunately. But what I did do was put on one of the most courageous comebacks I could have done in that situation. I'm pretty sure that I snapped the ankle of our world heavyweight champion. I've still not heard back on any of the medical team. He seemed very in a bad state at the end of that match. He was unable to put any weight on it. I say this with respect, I do wish him well. I hope that it's not broken. I hope that there's a speedy recovery. Either way, it's clear that I put my full heart into this match, and you can lose without it being your fault. And I feel like that's the situation. I gave everything that I could. I can respect the performance that I put on. There's no shame in losing to the Immortal Griffin.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. And as far as I know, he's not been taken. He is active. He is able to be competitive. He's been cleared for the doctors, as far as I know. And it's always wonderful to see Immortal Griffin versus Paragon greatness. It's one of the most classic matchups in RAWF history. And apparently Randy wants to see it again.
Wow.
Tomorrow in Los Angeles.
I mean, hell of a way to let me build into a Platinum Dragon contendership match. I mean, I guess Randy just wants me to be murdered going into that match. Awesome. Randy's a fun guy, isn't he?
Yeah. I was surprised too when I saw the list, but it is indeed going to be, once again, the Immortal Griffith versus the Paragon of Greatness. Of course, this will be a non-title matchup. But, this is going to be an interesting warm-up for your match with Killa, no doubt about it. Good luck. Maybe his ankle will not be 100%, and you'll maybe be able to take advantage of that. But it will be a huge, huge matchup tomorrow here in Los Angeles, the Immortal Griffith against the Paragon of Greatness once again.
Yeah, bloated reactions aside, it's gonna be a huge match. I'm very excited about it. You know me. I don't shy away from tough matches. I'm excited for the opportunity, though I am still a little infuriated that Randy would do this to me at such a crucial time.
I tell you, Randy is okay. At any rate. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to some more visitors. Let's talk to a man who took on El Vacant in a Lucha Libre match at Philadelphia Freedom. He is...
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, the bird.
Ladies and gentlemen, Albatross Unlimited joining us now on After Hours. How are you tonight, Albatross?
Doing pretty well tonight.
That's good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Of course, you fell to El Vacant in your Lucha Libre match, but you won your contender match at Philadelphia Freedom, so you finished pretty good, finished strong. Not enough to get in the top 25, however. But how are you feeling about this ranking period that just started a week or so ago? How do you feel you're going to do, and will we be seeing you in the top 25 when it's all said and done?
That's kind of what I've been kind of focusing on here lately. I've been kind of Philadelphia Freedom was kind of, you know, I want my rankings match. I want to work, you know. And it was a challenge, like you said, a couple of weeks ago, it was kind of a challenge match, so Vacant. The block party was just kind of I lost that match, so. And then had my little match with Blake Bradley. He kind of tucked his tail and left REWF and kind of just laid down and kind of let me beat him. So, you know, it's just kind of a mixed bag of,
yeah. Hey, if you can, I mean, a win is a win. You'll take a, you can take the, no matter how you get it, a win is a win.
Exactly. You know, I've been kind of focusing on that. You know, people's been dropping, people's been getting injured. You know, I just been kind of sitting back. You know, winning my matches, focusing on ranking matches, trash house matches. Those have been going pretty well, so.
No, good, good.
I can't complain about that. You know, who did I beat at Vote of Freedom on the rank? Was it Mark Caliber, wasn't it?
It was. You beat an REWF Hall of Famer at Philadelphia Freedom in Mark Caliber, so it was a solid victory.
I beat Blake. Let's see, I beat, who was the other one the other day? Menifee, was it? Was it the other day?
Last Superstars? I'm not sure.
It's kind of like it's kind of a mixed bag. It's work in progress. It's coming along.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we will see what happens. I'm looking forward to seeing. You know what you got to do. You got to start talking. And I know you can talk because you do it. You come on here and you talk just fine. I want to see some more talking in them matches as well because that's key. Paragon will tell you. Paragon?
I was gonna say, you know, as they say, birds are monsters, man. You gotta go out there. You can walk the walk, but you gotta squawk the squawk. You gotta make sure that everybody knows exactly who you are and what you represent. You beat down those opponents, and you make sure that the world knew that Albatross took them down. You put that name out there. You force it up under that marquee.
Was that pun intended?
Of course it was.
But you know, you got a catchphrase. You want an albatross. Everyone's gonna get albatrossed, right? Well, let's start seeing some albatrossing. All right.
Signs filled and delivered.
There you go. Tomorrow, your opponent here in Los Angeles is Kitty Kabam. So a good matchup for you. I want to continue seeing your winning ways here, Albatross. I want to see you get in that top 25, all right?
It's okay. Can I ask you how I did in the last rankings?
Yes, I can absolutely give you a well, I mean, let's see. You finished round 57th, but you only had a 4-10 winning record, a 4-10 win-loss record. So that definitely needs some improvement. But you also only had 22 trash in-match trash talk points, which is, average of like 1.5 points per match. So you need to up that for certain, and certainly up get the win loss up as well. That's where you stood in the period.
And just remember that the trash talk doesn't mean that you have to trash on your opponent. It just put your name out there. Talk yourself up if they're not giving you anything to work with. Make sure that the audience pays attention to Albatross.
That's exactly right. You don't have to trash your opponent. I've always my theory has always been, tell me a story. If you tell me a good story about the match, or show me what Albatross Unlimited is all about, other than just telling your partner, you were with their mother last night. Do more than that, but tell me a story. Entertain me. That's what it's all about. All right?
Like I said, it'd be a work in progress, so.
Well,
it's always room for improvement.
And I know you're getting advice from other RAWF superstars, so keep up the good work. Maybe we'll see you in that top 25 this period, all right?
Okay. So you said it just started, the new rankings just started.
The first match of the rankings period was your win over Blake Bradley. Okay? Build off of that. Okay?
All righty.
So, Albatross, good luck to you. You face Kitty Kabam tomorrow here in Los Angeles. Good luck to you there. And we will talk to you again soon. All right?
All right.
All right. That is Albatross Unlimited, another one of our young, newer competitors, Paragon and RAWF, that want to do good, are still feeling the process here in RAWF, but I think he's got potential. What are your thoughts on Albatross Unlimited?
I think that this sport is about 80% mental attitude. When you have the right attitude, the talent will fall into place. Once you start working with the best in the business, you'll start learning from your peers. You will pick up the skills just by practicing with the other people that are the best. What really separates the great from the average is that attitude. And I think Albatross is amongst a lot of this crop of new people that really have that attitude down pat. They have that confidence and they know what they want. And I think that possibly a couple of weeks ago, that rousing speech that you gave about some of the new faces trying to reach for that brass ring, go for the top, win those championships, maybe that's helping, because I'm seeing a lot of these people that are coming into RAWF in the last couple of months that are really have a clear focus, and that's really important.
Indeed. And you talk about mental attitude, which can be confidence brimming. And our next guest certainly has plenty of that. Let's talk to
Oh,
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Extreme Enigma now joining us here on After Hours. E.E., how the hell are you tonight?
L.A., Big Perps. I'm doing about as well as I can be after getting my ass kicked live on pay-per-view for the second time in my career here.
Did you just call me a Big Perp?
No, you're L.A. He's Big Perp.
Oh, Big Perp. Oh, Big. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, short for Big Purple. Gotcha. Gotcha. I was like, who's the perp in here? What the fuck? At any rate, Enigma. So, we just announced earlier that next week here in Sacramento, you'll be taking on Conk in a Midnight Hobo Contendership match. Another shot at some gold, but you have to get by a living legend in Conk. Talk to me about looking for how much you look forward to that matchup next week.
I mean, plain and simple, come on, that's Conk, and that's me. It's money, just like I always like to say, my matches are money, but this is, you got it right on the money. He's a legend. He's one of the most underrated names in the world at large here. I'll even admit, you know, I like to talk a lot of big shit about myself. I don't have nearly enough talent as this guy across from me, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going against him with the same ideas in mind. So I'm still looking to bring him a fight, but, you know, one of the few times I can say I might be a little screwed here.
So you bet a little intimidated by Conk. Is that what I'm hearing? Maybe a little bit?
Ever so slightly, yeah. We both kind of, I wouldn't really call it a return on his part because I basically disappeared off the face of the earth. He did that in a less extent. We both came back into the world around the same time last year, but he made a lot more waves than I did. So that's just already intimidating. And like I said, legend of the business.
Yeah, that's just true. And Conk right now is on a pretty good roll. He's Hatfield McCoy champion, retained that title at Philadelphia Freedom. But he's gonna be a tough out. There's no doubt about it. You're right. But you need to get past him if you even want to think about having a shot at that Midnight Hobo Championship against NC Nightcrawler at Tropical Aggression. Let's talk a little bit about that Champions Choice matchup. Yeah, she gave you an ass whooping. There's no doubt about it. You've kind of been humbled by some Hall of Famers in recent times on pay per view. I'm sure you want to turn that around sometime soon, right?
To say the least, yeah. I mean, I'll drop the confidence for a sec. I'll just tell how it is. I keep talking about how I want to dismantle the people at the top, the people who've been around here the longest, and while Maeve's still a little more green on her side, I got humbled by her, got humbled by Griffith. I'm having a rough go about it, but you just got to learn to roll with those punches. I made some mistakes in that match, even with the support of who I'm just going to coin my own little bastard club there. But there's one thing I take away from a loss like that, the learning experience. And what I learned that day is bring a helmet to a Maeve match.
Well, at least you admit it was, it is what it is. You were victorious, though, at Philadelphia Freedom in your rankings match, if I remember correctly, which was against former World Heavyweight Champion Deez. I mean, let me double check, make sure I'm right about that. No, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. You did not win that match. Oops. So you kind of did not have it. Another Hall of Famer. So you had the tough task against going against two Hall of Famers. Did not work out so well for you. That's definitely got to turn around, my friend, if you want to get there. But and it doesn't get any easier for you tomorrow in Los Angeles, I'm afraid.
If you say another Hall of Famer's name, I swear I'm bursting through your office doors first thing in the morning.
Don't look at me. This is Randy. This is all Randy. Okay, this ain't me. I didn't do this. But he has you going up against RAWF Hall of Famer Knox Boogie tomorrow.
Really now?
Yeah. Afraid so. Knox... Well, I mean, Paragon can attest to Knox's talent and what he is. He's a former world champion himself, and it is what it's could be worse. Not much, but could.
Yeah, it could be Mays again.
Yeah, could be. So, you know, Knox Boogie, Extreme Enigma tomorrow in Los Angeles. Paragon, what? Any advice you'd like to give Enigma going up against your good friend Knox Boogie, your tag team partner?
My brother. But yes, don't take for granted the fact that you probably don't hear Knox Boogie's name a whole lot coming up here in RAWF. He definitely has hot and cold spots, but there are, what, six people in RAWF that have two Hall of Fame rings. Knox Boogie is one of those people. So any given match, you're going to have to keep your head on a swivel. Go out there and make sure to be paying attention, because if he catches you slipping, it's going to be a long night.
You know, Enigma, I got to say, you keep a positive attitude. Your confidence is, you know, the confidence you ooze is a good attitude. But it doesn't get easy in RAWF. It never gets easy. That's what makes this company one of the best in WU. So, I, you know, the draw is what it is. Your thoughts on facing Knox Boogie tomorrow?
I gotta say, I see it as a chance to, you know, it's like Mr. Chaz Supernova Hotshot, whatever he is this week. He keeps saying he's on losing streaks. I've been on a hell of a losing streak, too. You can compare my bad to his bad, but there's a difference between me and someone like Chaz. I am turning this into a positive note, just like you said. Because here in RAWF, I've had nothing but negatives. Come on. Pay-per-view debut, I get my ass kicked. Next pay-per-view around, I get a little ahead of myself and beat down my opponent. It was fun, but come on. Next pay-per-view around, I get my ass beat again. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? So Knox Boogie is a chance to not only turn it around, but sort of have some fun, because I'm a little tired of losing. I'm a little tired of walking into a green room, seeing people with belts, two belts sometimes. I'm getting a little pissed off and a little obsessed with the idea of getting my first big-time win. So if Knox is a step to that, then, you know, Hall of Fame credibility and all, he'll be treated like anybody else. If he slips up, he's getting hurt.
All right. Well, we will see what happens tomorrow when you indeed go one-on-one with Hall of Famer Knox Boogie. Good luck to you, sir. And we'll talk to you again maybe next week before your big match with Conk. Or if not, good
you'll
luck
definitely
to you
hear from
him.
Me.
All right. He is the Extreme Enigma, ladies and gentlemen. He is, he's in contention for Midnight Hobo next week against Conk. And, you know, interesting how he admits when, you know, that he bites off a little bit more than he can chew. You think, Paragon, what are your thoughts on the Extreme Enigma?
Well, I do have a comment to make on what he said, and I think that it can apply to Chaz earlier today, Albatross to an extent. A lot of these people that are kind of having some bumpy roads as they're finding their footing here in RAWF and trying to get some success. And that's a comment I want to make about our world heavyweight champion, the Immortal Griffith. I'm sure that he would ultimately agree to this statement, although he definitely wouldn't be a big fan of what I'm about to say as far as being a nickname, but it's the truth, and I mean this with the absolute most respect that I can. The Immortal Griffith has won our World Heavyweight Championship more times than anybody in this company, by more than the next two people. But you know what else that means? It means he has lost that championship more times than anybody else. And I think that that's a huge lesson that you can take, because the Immortal Griffith, the greatest wrestler in the world, is arguably the greatest loser in RAWF history. And I think anybody can take that and really use that as inspiration. The Immortal Griffith has had to pick himself up from so many huge losses, and he's our 10-time world heavyweight champion. So anytime that you suffer a tough loss, I think keep that kind of thing in mind, that it's all about being able to pick yourself back up, learn from what mistakes you made the last time, and get better every single time.
Indeed. Good advice. certainly good advice. I mean, right now he is the face of RAWF once again, and he is going to be he's got the biggest target on his back. So he's had that many times before, and he seems to thrive on it, to be honest with you. All right. So with that being said, our next guest is one of your favorites, Paragon. We just have to say the words ice cold and he will appear.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns, see all that it goes. Nobody tells you where to go from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, ice cold Aaron McFadden now joining us on After Hours. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus. Good evening, Paragon.
Ice cold.
So, Aaron, how the hell are you tonight? You got eliminated early in your block party, but, it was still cool that you organized that whole thing. Are you pleased with how it's gone so far, besides the fact that you are no longer in it?
I'm pleased how it's going.
That's good. Glad to hear it. So what's on your mind? Did you have anything in particular you wanted to talk about?
Just seeing who I'm facing tomorrow, like, before I decide anything about tropical aggression.
And do what before tropical aggression?
Before I decided if I'm going to do anything in tropical aggression.
Ah. Well, you got a long time to decide that. I mean, good Lord, we're still a good 6 weeks away from tropical aggression. It's one of the longest long rankings period, which I actually need to remember to talk about here in just a moment. But tomorrow on Superstars here in Los Angeles, it will be you one-on-one with La Capone.
You don't say. Can't really speak much about him.
He's kind of a quiet man, but Paragon, what do you know about La Capone? You're more in tune with the people. What's your scouting report on Mr. Capone?
The thing that makes La Capone a interesting competitor is the intimidation factor. The guy, he's quiet. He kind of gives you that, pardon the phrasing, that cold look across the ring, and he feels like this guy wields some sort of power that you might not this guy can make people disappear, kind of thing. And you, I think that the biggest way to go through that is to go in there, be bold, go straight through that gaze. Don't let him intimidate you. That's the strategy I would go with against somebody like La Capone.
There you go. Some key advice from the Paragon of Greatness, Aaron. So that is your opponent tomorrow in Los Angeles. And, I announced the final rankings earlier and Albatross wanted to know, would you like to know where you sat in the final rankings?
Sure. Go ahead.
You finished 34, which is not bad. It's an, it, you know, you weren't too, you weren't that far off. You had a 9-5 win-loss record, but you didn't talk as much. Only 13 points in trash talk. So that needs to be worked on if you want to get yourself back into that top 25. You know, a little bit more talky, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
I mean, it's like we just told Albatross. Tell me a story. Tell me more about Aaron McFadden. What makes him tick? What is he like? What does he do? You know? And it does, like I said, it doesn't need necessarily have to be trash talking your opponent. You can just tell him, say anything, and it will count for points. But yeah, you amp up that talking a little bit. You could be in that top 25 very, very easily, especially with a 9-5 win loss record. If you had talked just a bit more, you would have been there. So keep that in mind as you're going through your rankings matches this period, okay?
Yeah, but how am I doing this period? I think off to a good start.
I haven't looked to see how you're doing so far this period because I haven't started scoring this period yet. but let's see. I can look at least at the first round robin and see if you lost a Strangleheart in the first round robin. So you got some work to do, Aaron, if you're going to get up there. Let's put it that way. All right. But it's a long rankings period, 14 matches. And so, you know, one loss isn't necessarily going to make or break you. You just have to kind of work a little harder, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of, I'll tell you, I'm not a big fan of these long ranking periods, but it is what it is.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. I know what you're saying, but just keep plugging away, Aaron. That's all I have to say. So, with Tropical Aggression coming up in just 6 weeks away over in the Philippines, you looking forward to traveling to the Philippines when come August, late August?
Yeah, I am always around, always pleased to see new places, new faces.
Well, good. Good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Paragon, any questions for Ice Cold?
I've just got to say, here's a bit, one more piece of advice, something that I am guilty of myself a lot of times. Don't let yourself get discouraged when a match is not going your way or if you've lost a match. Those trash talk points still absolutely accumulate. Don't abandon the ship because you know that it's going down. Sometimes those points will make a huge difference at the end of the month.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. He is not wrong at all. The talking points are extremely huge because that's what this company's about, being creative with what you have to say. All right? Aaron, someone else has a question for you, apparently. I'm going to bring him on. Judge, are you there? Judge?
Hey.
You got a question for Mr. McFadden?
I got a question for Mr. Icy Milk.
All right.
Now, I sit here weekend and weekend and weekend out and weekend out, and I hear Mr. Lo and Behold come on here sounding like he's about a minute from his battery going out on radio. And all I can hear him saying is he wants some excitement, or he's wanting to do something. You know, McFadden. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do, because I'm a nice kind of guy like that. I'm just gonna make you the most popular person in RAWF, and this is what's gonna happen. If you want to do it at the next pay-per-view, not the one coming up yet, not Tropical Erection, but the next one. I'm going to bring back the candy cane on the pole match just for one night only.
Wait a minute. Whoa,
I know
hold
it's not
on
Christmas, but I think it's going to be pretty fun.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You want to do a candy cane on a pole match at Graveyard Smash?
Why not? He wants to make something out of himself. And all I hear him wandering around here, he sounds worse than Deputy Dog over here. Like his he needs his batteries changed. Everywhere, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, one day he's going to start talking. He's going to be like, and I just feel like I'm going to. And his battery going to go out on him.
Well, I guess it's up to Mr. McFadden whether he want to accept that challenge or not. And that would be for October. It's a long ways away, Aaron. You don't actually have to accept tonight. You can at least think about it. But any
I'm
thoughts on Judgment's challenge?
I'm giving you a chance to make something out of yourself. Put your money where your vocal cords should be.
What do you think, Aaron? What?
Judgment. Judge.
That's my name. You just said it four times. Come on, spit it out.
I'm going to let you know next time I call in. There's my answer.
All right.
Oh, dropping down the anticipation bomb. Such a cold move.
All right, but Tonto's getting a little excitement going.
All right. Well, this is definitely a first. Judgment wanting to do a candy cane on pole match at Halloween. All right. Well, Aaron, you think about it. You let us know next time you call
in.
I think
Maeve nailed it out there. Candy corn on a pole. It's such a great idea there.
Candy corn on. Well, not really, never mind. Let's not get into specifics. All right.
Ooh,
the challenge has been laid out. The ball is in your court, Ice Cold. You let us know if you accept Judgment's challenge for Graveyard Smash in late October, which is like 3 months away. But, hell, it could be the most anticipated candy cane on a pole match we've ever had. And we've had a lot of them at Christmas. But anyways, all right. With that being said, thank you for your time. Good luck against La Capone tomorrow, Mr. McFadden.
Freeze out.
All right. Did he just say freeze out?
He said freeze out. That's fine.
He did.
Did I just feel that chill? Chills, guys. Chills.
All right, other matchups on tomorrow's card for those of you in the chat. I know STB is excited. Remember, STB, your contenders match is, all right, your world title contender match against Kane the Governor is next week. It's not tomorrow. Tomorrow you go up against Ciro. How do you spell this? How do you say this name? Ciro Il Napolitano. And how do you say that, Paragon? Do you know?
More or less, that's what I'd say. Ciro Il Napolitano. So, yeah, pretty much what you said.
Gazoon tight. But that is your opponent tomorrow, STB, Ciro Il Napolitano. Other people here in the chat. Razor, you'll be taking on Striker. Of course, we know, the First Lady of Anarchy knows she's facing her husband, a Nightcrawler, in an Ultimate Gauntlet title match. Hobo Ezekiel will be taking on Scythe. Is there anybody else? Oh, Wildfire will be taking on Natalia Nitro. That's a redhead versus a redhead there. And a second. Anybody else? Let's see here. She's not. Napolitano. Thank you, Mithras. I think that's pretty much, I think I covered everybody that's active in the chat. So, yep, we'll go with that. Whoops. All right, so let's see here. I think I've covered pretty much everything. Paragon, any final thoughts? Anything you'd like to hit the folks with before we take off for the evening?
I apologize to all of you that I can't bounce PEX. El Vacant will probably be back next week. Thank you.
All right. Well, we go around the horn with some promotions. I give people 5 seconds to tell me they don't have one. Waiting. All right. I will start then with Maeve. Anything you'd like to promote tonight?
I'd like to promote more Corcoran's Legs and how we should all see more of them.
All righty.
Nope.
Razor, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
I just want to bring up that the scene is open to guess your numbers again, so if you haven't done so, go there and guess.
All right. Thank you, Razor. Judge, you have anything to promote tonight?
Yeah, I want to promote shoes for the things that Maeve was talking about. And
okay.
Go vote your numbers on Razor's thingamajig and get ready for a very intrigued early Christmas gift from Judgment, JSY.
Christmas in October. That should be interesting.
Paragon should be along with that one.
Coogs, is Coogs still here or did she leave? Anybody tell me? Coogs?
Coogs is asleep and she's going to bed.
Okay, she's gone. So that
this
leaves
cat,
just you,
cat,
Paragon. Anything else to promote?
The preceding show was brought to you by talking really fast at the end of the show and making a joke. I can not do it very well, but I'm going to talk really fast and pretend like I'm making a joke, and everybody's going to laugh. The end of the show, everybody. Thank you.
All right. And just a final note, ladies and gentlemen. Some great companies that you can join other than IAWF here in NW, Platinum Championship Wrestling, FTW, the Church of Conk. Those are all great. Sassy's Beach House, NMW, British Brawlers Association, Impact, and of course Commonwealth Wrestling, Coyote Ugly. All of these companies, their links are on the RAWF homepage, and I encourage you to check them all out if you're looking for a company. Those are some great ones. All right, so again, one last time, tomorrow Superstars comes to you live right here from the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. The main event will be for the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship, husband versus wife, the patriarch and the matriarch of Anarchy. Go at it, one-on-one, Nightcrawler versus the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. And the vacated Superstars title will be up for the grabs between Prince and Sassy Applebee's. All this tomorrow live from Los Angeles, Hollywood, if you will. All right, for the Paragon of Greatness, I am Lord Amadeus. This has been RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Good night, everybody.